is there a certain group, you know, that you generally
usually
play
with? Usually the ones that I went to school with, you know, I know best. Mm-hmm. That I went to school with, you know, in elementary school. Mm-hmm. And live right around here.
Do you call them anything? Those are my
best friends or friends. Yeah.
Do people or do students, boys or girls at Chastain talk about being in any kind of gang?
Mm-hmm. I think there's only one gang over there, I think. Of course, In the early 70s, about 74, 72, when I was still in elementary school, because some of the younger brothers went to school with me, there was about four gangs over Chastain. Like one was the Peanut Gallery, that was the baddest. Then there's the Panthers, and that's still over there. Some of the younger brothers over there.
Yeah.
But that gang, the Peanut Gallery broke up because most of them are either in the penitentiary. Or, you know, pimps or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of any kind of game that people might play? Say when one it's a talking game, when one person tries to out insult the other one. Yeah, like one will insult the other, another will come back with even worse insult and that sort of thing.
A game?
Yeah. Where they do something like that. Mm-mm. Have you ever heard of play in the dozens or ranking, anything like that?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Usually when that happens, it usually ends up in a fight.
Yeah, right. Sounds like it's well on the way there. Mm-hmm. Got good possibilities. Well, say if a new kid moved into the neighborhood, have you ever heard of maybe him having to go through some kind of initiation or something like that before others accepted him?
Mm-mm. But he has to, you know, he has to mainly, you know, if he's a strange kid, they don't really accept him. You know, if he doesn't accept us, if he doesn't go to the same ideals that they do, if he doesn't believe in, like, in some respect, in the same stuff that they believe, he isn't really accepted. As far as anything like a blood test or anything like that, no.
Don't do that anymore. Okay. Well, say, when you were in elementary school, you're younger than you are now, what kind of games did you play?
Kickball. Boys, sometimes we get up a game, girls against boys in softball. Hopscotch. Dodgeball. And when it rains, we throw the beans. You know, it has its little package. It has beans like in there. It kind of rattles. Yeah, and you throw it in something. I forget what the object of the game is. I forget it. And then they had little games you can play. You know, like teacher bring Monopoly game to school or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you play any kind of hiding games?
Yeah, hide and seek. You know, but they didn't play that at school. Usually I play that at home with my cousins. Hide and seek. We have bike races, me and my cousin. And climb trees, stuff like that. Racing on foot.
Yeah. Did you ever play tag?
No. Tag for ball.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we played that. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever play just a game of tag, or?
You know, one was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we played, let's see, when I was about 6 or 7, we played house. You know, like, we were sisters and brothers, and our parents died or something like that. We were keeping house and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we played tackle football, too, like that.
What's the roughest game you played?
Tackle for mom. But usually they can catch me.
That sounds like good policy outrun anybody else.
Yeah.
When you played tag, was there usually a place you could run to and be safe?
Tag? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Home base.
Home base.
Say, well, Oogie. In elementary school, we also played drop my handkerchief.
How'd that go?
They say, I dropped my handkerchief yesterday, I found it today. And see, the person who, when the game first started, you pick some back. And they're the person. And then he goes around, you see it. Then he drops something, or uses a rag or something like that, a handkerchief or something. He dropped the hand of the person. Then he started running it. And he has to run around the whole circle and come back to that person's place. Mm-hmm. And if the person who he dropped the handkerchief behind, if he catches him, he goes in the stink pot.
In the stink pot. That sounds delightful. That's